Riders were making our rounds through the Boston Red Sox locker room, and we got the man here, Betts, number 50. Now, where we come up with number 50 from?
That's just what they gave me. Yeah, I just kind of stuck
must
with
be
it.
The rookie.
I guess I got 1 year in now, so I just kept 50.
So, what's this big league experience like for you?
It's been a great experience. I mean, ever since the first day I stepped up, kind of like a dream come true, and then once you're in it for a little while, it becomes you get kind of used to it. Not in a boasting way or anything, but you got kind of get kind of used to it, and you start to settle in, and you understand that it's tough. It's not. It is glamorous, but then it's not at the end of the day the work behind the scenes that we put in.
I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid dreamed of playing in the big leagues. I mean, what was the role like for bats getting to the big leagues?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, going through once you start, you're 18 years old. You're away from your family and your friends, and get put in a group with a lot of guys that you don't know, and some of them don't speak Spanish or speak English. I'm sorry, and so you can't communicate with everyone. But I mean, it's worth it all in the end. Long bus rides and. You're getting in early in the mornings, having to play, and just with everything, it's tough. But and like I said, it's rewarding at the end.
I know having coached college ball and I do a summer travel team. You get on the road with the guys and you're around them more to your family. It's a lot of laughing, joking, practical jokes going on that the fans would never see. But I mean, it goes beyond winning and losing when you guys together.
Yeah. Just like you said, you're with them more than you're with your families, actually. And you develop a brotherhood, and you laugh and you joke. Sometimes you're serious and you kind of get mad at one another just because you're around each other for so much. But for the most part, it's laughs and jokes. You enjoy the game and you want to play. For him instead of just for the team as well.
I got to ask you this question. Guys watching major leagues, they analyze you. When you get to the big leagues, what kind of car do major leaguers drive?
What kind of car? I've seen it all. I've seen Rolls Royces. I've seen Lambos. I've seen, top of the line Benzes. I've seen it all. I drive BMW. But
BMW.
Yeah, BMW.
Rubai's, you got a Ferrari now.
I don't have a Ferrari. I just have BMW.
So you're going down the highway. I know Michael Jordan, you say he goes someplace to park. They just stole his license plate off the car. You got to worry about things like that?
No, I don't have to worry about that. My car isn't top of the line like that.
Oh, you just don't put your name on there.
No, I can't do that.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man.